This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Okay, let me try to sell you guys. Besides all of the legal problems, and I don't even mean like, well, my legal problems. I mean like potential crimes, harassing people, all the terrible stuff under Snyder, right? So I'm not saying overlook that or put that aside, but just for the point of this conversation, from a regular football perspective, okay, what was the biggest problem under Snyder? Again, not including the legal, the harassing, the being a terrible dude, the awful, awful boss, the terrible toxic workplace, the lawsuits, the investigations into the various things. Put that aside, from a football perspective, What was the biggest single issue?
They had no idea how to run a football operation correctly. They had no idea how to structure it properly.
They never did. With the exception of for really like a season and a half with Scott McLuhan. And it's weird that they had back-to-back, I put winning in quotes, they went 9-7, 8-7-1 over two seasons, but a GM who had hits, misses, and everything in between, who's just running a building, running a football operation, right? And of course, they ran him right out of town. So, the exception was that year and change. But for the other 20-some-odd years, they never actually did the thing that it took the Harris ownership group mere minutes to take over and say, the most important job we have is to find this person. It is our... We can't have a single second go by to have a football organization without a head football person. And that's not the head coach that had success elsewhere that you gave too much power to, Shanahan, Rivera. That's not celebrity coach. That's not Boob, Vinny Serrato, a wide-eyed B-movie actor from wearing jean jackets and like Ninja Kick Kids 3 or whatever the hell that thing was. Or Bruce Allen, a drinking buddy. No. A bona fide football smart person from a successful kitchen where they made delicious dishes for a long time. Their first order of business. This was the thing I would always push back on. For the small subsection of people that were either Dan's not that bad or even pro-Dan, believe it or not, there were people that still were. They would say these words like, he wants to win. I would like to run a sub 4 minute mile. I'd like to do that once, see what that feels like.
Yeah.
Ask me if I've taken a single step to meet that goal. I have not. He probably would have liked to have won. You got a funny way of showing it, loser.
Yes.
You got a funny way of showing it. You don't do the basic, simple thing to take steps to win football. Win at football. These guys did right away. The thing that I begged and pleaded and hoped and prayed would happen has happened. My Washington football team has a general manager and a pretty good one so far. He's turned into pretty good work. I think there were misses in year one. I really do. I don't think it was that great of a pick to take Johnny Newton there. I don't think it was that great of a pick to pick Ben Sinnott. I'm not sure Luke McCaffrey's a great pick yet. Maybe he will be. I hope all those guys thrive. because they play for my football team. But I'm not sure that was the wisest thing. I don't think going into last year with that offensive line was the smartest thing. I don't think going into this year with this running back group is the smartest thing. But again, he turned in really, really good work. I get to ask some questions. If I'm wrong, he's still handsome, and he's turned in more good work, and he's earned more what? Benefit of the doubt. You've got a track record of this executive going through contract processes with well-known stars who have turned in excellent work for their team that they ended up re-signing with. Multiple cases of multiple guys on this staff behaving as professional adults, not leaking out details to agents, not whining about, well, the player's asking for the moon. We can't do that. He's being ridiculous. Leak, send to any shit. None of that stuff. None of it's happening. Quiet professionalism. Quiet professionalism. The thing every plugged-in football fan around here has asked for is here. It's currently happening in front of your eyes. And we are upset that it's happening. Now, I understand it's happening to your favorite player, to the guy whose jersey you have, whose jersey, maybe you bought a jersey, I don't know. You could have a t-shirt that says McLaurin. You could have a jersey that says McLaurin. Maybe you have a McLaurin hat. I don't know your collection.
I do actually have a McLaurin hat.
You have a McLaurin hat? What is it?
It says McLaurin Wentz 23.
That's tough.
I got to bring it in. It was clearly a gimmick one when I bought it just to be stupid. I'll have to bring it in.
Mission accomplished.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Frank. Miss you, buddy. How you been, man? You doing okay, Frank?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I guess not. He didn't like that. By the way, you know who's nasty at tennis is Frank Hanrahan. Just as a quick side. When I was playing more tennis not that long ago before I really like got into playing pickleball all the time, I was like, Frank was like, hey, do you want to play? I was like, listen, I'm not good. He's like, no, it's okay. Because usually when you're that much better than somebody, it's not worth your time to do it.
Correct.
Right? And I would hit a great shot. And he would go, oh, that's nice. And he would easily get to it and hit a better one back at me. And I'm like huffing and puffing and dying. And he's like, yeah, you know, if you keep playing, maybe one day.
That's absolutely ludicrous.
Like, you ever heard of pickleball?
Yeah, I was like, come see me on the pickleball court. And by the way, he'd be good at that too in a second. But thanks, Rhino. Hey, but Frank, if you're out there, let's play some pickle, dude. You and me need to play some pickle. I need to get you on the pickleball court. We'd be more even then. Tennis, I almost won a game. I almost did. I almost won a game. Yeah, that was my goal, was to win a game. And I didn't, but I had him. I had him 40 love once.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yeah. I couldn't close.
That's tough.
And oh, no.
Yeah, it was like me at a bar in college where it's like I got the bullpen going.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't close. Where was I? Oh, yeah. We got a GM, people.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
calm it down. You calm it down. You calm it down. And you, Toby, put that bat down and calm it down. We have the meats. We have the general manager who is generally managing things. Let us not complain about the general manager generally managing. Every one of you, there's a huge, you know, Venn diagrams, you guys remember those from school? The
yes.
circles, the fill-in? One big circle. Let Adam cook, though. And Adam, we trust, though. I don't know why I'm giving you guys that voice, but whatever. We love Adam. Adam Peters is the dude. Adam Peters is awesome. How cool is Adam Peters? He's texting people's cousins during the game when someone like turns an ankle and tell them it's going to be okay. And they're treating the players' wives well. And the kids have like a playpen or whatever. You know, like this is great. He's setting the culture. He's so awesome. He says all the right things. He doesn't leak crap to the media. We love Adam Peters. Big, big circle. Then there's another circle with an overlap of pay Terry. You got to pay Terry. Pay Terry no matter what. Why are they doing this? Pay Terry. Shut up and pay the man. After everything he's done, you got to pay him. And when those two circles meet and there's crossover, when there's a big subsection that is let Adam cook and you got to pay Terry, when they cross, it don't jive with me. Because I know a lot of you are the ones yelling about it. I know a lot of you are the ones who said, it's the only thing I care about. Pay him whatever he wants. But it's Terry. I love Terry. I love him. If this goes haywire and all the bad things you guys are worried about happen, remember me. Remember this. Yell at me. Yell at me and call me names. Make fun of me. There's plenty to make fun of. My red cheeks, my awkwardly big nose, frankly, is kind of a little bit not that great. My eyebrows, I don't love them, you know? Make fun of my word mess-ups, my lack of recall. I used to be able to recall everything and anything. I can't anymore. You can make fun of plenty about me. But if I'm right, what did all this fretting get you? What did all this upset get you? Right? We have a general manager who knows what he's doing. Why would we say anything else in this circumstance? 800-636-1067 is the number. Do you see, people? Do you buy what I'm selling here? The gift has been given to you. And like my kids sometimes do on Christmas, they go, oh, thanks. And then they go to the next present. No. Look at the gift. Look. You got it. It's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's the gift. It's the best one. It's the Nintendo Entertainment System with the gyrobot. It comes with Donkey Kong and the Light Zapper. For God's sake, not Donkey Kong, Duck Hunter. Excuse me. It didn't come with Donkey Kong. Never did. I don't know why I said that. You've been given the thing, the key that unlocks sustainable success. Not fleeting. Not Tommy Fleetwood. 3-4 games at the end of a season.
Mm-hmm.
The real deal, Jim Neal. The real thing. We have it, Tobes. And everybody can't handle it. The floor is yours.
Yeah, I understand everything that you're saying. And frankly, for the first time in my lifetime, they have a functional organization the way that it's supposed to be built. You have an ownership group that is involved, but not making picks on the football field. They're going out there and doing the necessary things. You have a general manager who they've entrusted with the football operation. And the general manager is making the picks, signing the free agents, trading the players, doing what's necessary to improve the football team. And then that files down to the coach. And then the coach, the players, right? They actually have a structure that is the proper structure for the first time in my lifetime. So I appreciate that. One thing, though, about this is I think Adam Peters is a good general manager, but I think he's still in the evaluation phase. Now, it's the closing bits of the evaluation phase, but I think it's a little bit early to just assume that everything is going to be rosy under Adam Peters. There have been some things that I've disagreed with. Javon Kinlaw, I think they paid a little bit too much money to. Okay, we'll see how that works out. You talked about the draft picks. I trust what he's doing, and I think his process is good, but I think it's a little bit crazy to look at it and say, how dare you question not paying Terry McLaurin, when, to me, this is the time when you have the opportunity to go out and sign guys to a little bit of a quote-unquote overpay and be able to do it. And his principle, in general, for any general manager, would be, I don't ever want to overpay. I understand that. And so he's going to stick to his guns. I just don't fully agree with the way that he's going about it. Now, to me, I don't want to make any overarching crazy proclamations until we get till 4 days from now, because Terry McLaurin hasn't missed training camp yet.
Right.
He hasn't had to report yet. So this very well could be something that we could learn over the weekend. They sign a deal. Who knows? TJ Watt just signed his, not to say that that's a working point for Terry, but he finally got his deal done ahead of training camp.
As could a 30-year-old.
Could that be the deadline that they're working on and then they finally get it done? If it's a week into training camp, Danny, if it's a week from now or just over a week from now, it's July 28th, and we find out Terry signs his deal. No biggie. But I do have to question a little bit why this is the guy that he's trying to play a little bit of hardball with in terms of where they're at. And from just a little bit that I can, again, we're making all assumptions here, and we know what assumptions can do, but I think that's what we're making is assumptions here because we don't know the details of the negotiation. Just from the bits that I've gleaned, Rappaport said that Terry wants in the 30s. I think that's reasonable for him to ask after seeing what DK got, after seeing what Garrett Wilson got. Someone else had said, I forget who, that I think it might have been Jesse Palmer. Someone said he's not trying to reset the market, so he's not going over Jamar Chase's number. So that reasonably can tell us it's between 30 and 40 million.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's being stupid to think that he's over Justin Jefferson. So I'm kind of thinking it's in that 33 range. And if he's feeling...
Context clues would say that. That makes sense. Yeah.
So and then if you're going from the other side and listening to Terry, Terry said that he feels disrespected, that he doesn't feel like he's getting his worth. Well, then that means the team is probably going somewhere in the 20s. And I don't necessarily agree that your best player on the offensive side of the ball for so long, now your top playmaker, because your best player is Jaden Daniels, but now your top playmaker, the model citizen for your franchise, the face of the franchise for years, and is still up there with Jaden Daniels as 1A and 1B in terms of faces of the franchise, I don't think disrespecting him with a low ball offer, because anything under 30 to me would be considered a low ball, is the way to go about it. And I would have not liked the way that they did business in San Francisco all those years.
Okay.
Now, they got the deals done, so credit to them, but I just don't necessarily fully agree with the process that he's going to go about it. But at the same point, I trust that he's going to be able to get a deal done eventually and that he's going to build a winning football team.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You've heard the cases. To me, I actually agree with pretty much almost every word Toby just said. I guess my counter to your counter, because you've countered my initial salvo and you've countered, so now I have to have a counter to that.
Sure.
Is I think Adam Peters and Lance Newmark and company know that stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
They're not walking in doing tough guy Timmy blind to the context here. They're not going to ruin this. You wouldn't think. I think they can miss on a player. Like, I'm with you on the Jamal Kinlaw deal, for example. I go, I wouldn't have done that. I don't think you had to do that. I don't think you had to sign him to that big of a deal. Maybe there was people on him hot and heavy, but I don't know. I wouldn't have done that. A couple things I wouldn't have done. But that's a normal swing and miss for player acquisition before, you know, you don't know until they're there. You know this guy because he was here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.